Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mary Armstrong, Sister Mary, and it is a great pleasure to be with you today. Today we're going to be talking about healing. And we know God is a healer, and he said, it says in his word, by his stripes we were healed. And I know for sure that he is a healer because he has healed my body many times. And sometimes it seems like things happen to us and it takes a long time for us to, we go through things and we suffer and all, we have to wait on the Lord. But that don't mean that he's not a healer, because his word says, like I already said, by his stripes we are healed. And we know he took 39 stripes for our healing. And we just have to believe what the word of God says and wait on the Lord, because he sometimes is through medication, sometimes it's through surgery, but we know it's he that does the healing. But we got scriptures to back us up on that. But first, we're going to go to God in prayer. Most precious and all-wise God, we come to you this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you for this day that you have given us to praise you, God. We thank you, God, for how you allowed us to wake up to see another day, having activities of our limbs in our right mind. And we glorify you, God, because you were the author and finisher of our faith. And we thank you, God, because if it had not been for you, Father, we would not be able to call on your name this morning. You have been so good to us. We thank you, God, for everyone on the line. We ask you to bless everyone that hears us today, God. And we hope, God, that we can say something that going through this morning, God. We ask you to bless, God, and just take the words that I say, that it won't be coming from me, but it will be your word that speaks to us. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. This is a word in prayer from the words of a layperson. Praise God. And we thank God for this podcast that he have allowed us to speak on this morning. And we're going to be coming to you this morning from Luke, the 17th chapter and the 12th verse right now. We got other passages talking about healing. This point, we're going to be coming to you from Luke, the 17th chapter and the 12th verse. And it is as good. And he entered into a certain village, and there met him 10 men that were leprous, which stood afore all. And you know, leprous couldn't be, they had to stay in a certain place. They couldn't be amongst the public. And they stood afore all, and they lifted up their voices and said, Lord Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the other ones didn't mean turn to come and give God glory, but only this one, and he was a Samaritan. And when God heals our body, we need to glorify God and give God glory. He said, our faith and made thee whole. We need to give God glory for what he has done to us. When God blesses us and heals our body, we need to give glory to God and tell what God has done. He took out time when he saw that he was clean. He took out time and gave glory to God because that's who healed his body, was Jesus Christ. And the other ones didn't even come back and give glory to God. They just went on their way and just was glad that they was cleaned. But praise God, this one Samaritan, he came back and he gave God the praise that he was cleaned. And we're going to go now to the John 9. Talking about healing, because we know God, Jesus is a healer, and it comes from God. All our healing comes from God. If it comes through surgery, or if some comes through medication or whatever, but it's God. If God don't speak the word, we can't be healed, because it all comes from God. Now, this is coming from the ninth chapter of John, the sixth verse. When he had thus spoken, he spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sin. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. And the neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. And they said unto him, how were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes, and said unto me, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And I went and washed, and I received sight. He obeyed God. He obeyed what Jesus told him to do. And he believed, and he received his sight. Praise God. So Jesus healed him. And he done what Jesus told him to do. And he received his sight. So look at that. That's a miracle today. So we have to give God the praise. Like that song, give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Just give the Lord a praise. Well, he is worthy. He is worthy. Just give the Lord a praise. And he's still in the healing business. All we have to do is believe the Lord. But by his stripes, you're healed. And we believe what the Lord says. And he'll do just what he said he would do. Praise God. Praise God. And we know after the day of Pentecost, praise God, when the day of Pentecost coming, they was all in the upper room and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And said, you would be endowed with power from on high. And here's Peter and John, and they was up in the upper room. So on the third, that was the second Acts. And then on the third chapter of Acts, here's Peter and John, and they going up to the temple. And they see a blind man sitting at the gate of the temple. This blind man, and they laid him at the temple at the gate for him to ask for alms. So that's how he's living. That's how he gains money for his living. And he's laying at the gate of the temple for alms. And people go into the gate of the temple, and he asks his alms. That's how he gains his living support. And Peter and John is going into the temple, and he's laying there, and he's asking alms. And Peter and John looks at him, and they fastens his eyes. Their eyes on the man, and he's expecting to receive something from them. Praise God, because he can't walk, but he can see, and he's looking at them to receive something. And Peter and John looks on him, and Peter says, look on us. Says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And he takes him by his right hand and lifts him up. And the power of God goes from Peter to this man that can't walk. And the Spirit of God goes into this man. He leaps up and begin to walk. And he's able to leap up and go on. And he's able to walk. And God heals this man through Peter. Praise God. Because he tells him that after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall see power. And that power from Peter goes into this man. And he's able to leap and leap and walk. And he goes with him into the temple. Praise God. And God, the power of God heals this man through Peter. Praise God. And he's able to leap and all and walk. Because God heals him. Look at that power. Praise God. And he's leaping and jumping and walking. And God heals him through the power that God put in Peter. Praise God. And he tells him, fill and go as I have. But he gives him something greater. Now he's able to go out and work and make money for himself. He don't have to wait on no one to give him money. Silver and gold to go for him to be able to have money to give somebody to bring to him. He can go out and make money for himself. So God has healed him through the power that came through Peter. Praise God. Look at God. God is still healing people through his people. Praise God. So he said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall have power to do these things. Praise God. So Peter uses that power to bless this man that's crippled and can't work. Now this man's able to go out and work and make money for himself. See, God is still healing today. But we have to believe what God says in his word. By my stripes ye are healed. And he's still healing today. But we have to believe what the word of God says and take him at his word. Taking at his word. Praise the Lord. And now we're going to John 5. We're going to go to John, St. John, the 5th chapter. Praise God. For God's word is true. It don't change. It's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So we need to get into the word of God, get into his Bible, and read. That's how our word, how our faith grows. When we begin to read in to the pages of the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how faith grows. Praise God, by us getting into pages of the Bible and reading what the word of God says on these pages and put it in action. Praise God, that's how faith grows. And we can do the things, and we live in the life, and our faith by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and put it in action, and let God use us. If we live in according to God's word, he'll use us just like he did in the Bible days. Praise the Lord. John, the 5th chapter. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there at the Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. And these laid a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind halt, with waiting for the moving of the water. When angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, whosoever then after the troubling of the water stepped in were made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Now that's a long time to have an ailment, 38 years. And Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He said unto him, would thou be made whole? He asked the man a question. And the impotent man answered and said, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool but while I'm coming, another step down before me. Jesus just asked him a question, would thou be made whole? Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Jesus healed the man without him getting into the pool. He didn't know that was Jesus. But when he obeyed what Jesus told him, he took up his bed and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. So look what happened. But the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. And he just obeyed what Jesus told him. And therefore he walked and took up his bed. We have to obey what the Spirit of God tells us to do. He didn't know that was Jesus, but he obeyed and he took up his bed and walked. And therefore he was made whole. So when we obey what the Spirit of God tells us to do, we going to do what the Spirit tells us. And we obey God, we're going to be blessed. And I remember, when it was. It was during when the pandemic came out. And I was fine that morning when I got up. I sat down to read my Bible. And I started having trouble down my arm. And I started hurting bad. And it got into my elbow. And, Lord, it was hurting me so bad. I didn't know what was going on. And I don't know if I called my husband. He was working. And I must have called him to take me to the doctor. I don't remember now. But anyway, he took me to the doctor. And I thought it hurt bad. And I went to the doctor, and he said, you might have a pinched nerve or you might have a disc or something. Anyway, he did x-rays. And he wanted me to go get an MRI. And I was hurting bad. And I said, well, he wanted me to go get an MRI. I said, well, can't you give me a shot or something? Well, the nurse gave me a shot, but it seemed like that shot didn't do me a bit of good. And I had to go. I live in Lenore. And I had to go, I guess, 20 miles or something to another town. And that shot, it just didn't do a bit of good. And I got down there, and they had to fit me in. And, Lord, I had to wait, and I was hurting so bad. And I finally had to go up and ask the nurse. No, I went into the bathroom. I was just praying. And it seemed like the Lord was nowhere to be found. I was just hurting so bad. And I went up to the window to ask the nurse, the receptionist, how long. And she said, well, they had to fit you in. I was hurting so bad. And I think I was just crying. It seemed like God wasn't nowhere to be found. And the nurse come out, or the doctor, somebody, and she told my husband, said, you make sure she take some medicine. And they had to let me come back the next day. And they had called my medicine in, so he had to take me home. And he had a pain pill or something. He gave it to me. And I think I got into bed, and he went to Walmart to get my medicine. And it calmed me down some. Because it ain't no way I could have went into that MRI. And it calmed me down some, and we went the next day and took the MRI. And I was able to lay in that MRI, whatever. But I had a pinched nerve in my neck. And so they had prescribed me medicine and everything, and I was able, and they prescribed me a pain pill. I mean nerve relaxer or something, and I had to take that, and that would calm it down, but it would get in my elbow, and it hurt me so bad. I had had five children, a set of twins, And I had never hurt that bad in my life, and it would have me crying. And I had to take that medicine for a while. And I finally had to have surgery, and they had to put a plate in my neck, in the front of my neck, and it calmed me down, and it calmed that pain, took the pain away. Because it go down to my fingers, all the way down to my fingers, and all, and that, you know, helped me. So through that, I was healed from that. Because he said I had, I think, 2 pinched nerves. But I had never hurt that bad in my life. And it took surgery to get rid of the pain. So sometimes you have to have surgery to be healed through the pain. So it took surgery for me to be healed through that. And I had to go through that. And so sometimes it takes surgery. And sometimes God can just heal you. And sometimes you get healed on the other side, too. You know, you get, because I know my sister, she had cancer. And it was one morning, she had to go to hospice. And one morning, my niece called me, and we went up there to visit her. And she was just praising the Lord that morning. She was just praising the Lord that morning and going on. But then the next day, God took her. But see, sometimes the healing is on the other side, and it's not on this side. And I know my niece, one of my nieces, I thought she was going to be healed on this side, and she had COVID, and she went through, and we thought she was going to be healed and able to give her testimony about how God brought her through. But he took her, you know, through the COVID. He took her. But God has a way, but God is still a healer, saints. He's still a healer. And I got another scripture I want to read to you. And I think the mics is open, but we're going to read this scripture here. Because when Jesus was here, he would tell them, he sent out the 12 disciples, and he told them, don't go the way of the Gentiles, and don't go the way of the Samaritans. Samaritans was a mixed race. And it wasn't time for the Gentiles at that time. It was just for the house of Israel. He sent them to the house of Israel. But I'm going to tell you this story about the Canaanite woman. But she was, it wasn't time for them at this time. And this Canaanite woman came, and she had a daughter that was sick. And behold, a woman of the Canaanites came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came, and behold, and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. But she said, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. The Lord answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. She didn't get upset when he said it's not fit to take the children's bread and to cast them into dogs, because the Gentiles was considered dogs. Now, that seems like as harsh, but the Gentiles was considered dogs. She didn't get upset and say, oh, you going to call me a dog? But she said, Lord, she said, even the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the table. And he said, great is thy faith. The woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And see, he saw her face, and he healed her daughter. We don't need to jump up and get upset, but she humbled herself at his feet, and he healed her daughter. So we have to come to Jesus with a humble spirit. Not a holy spirit. We come to him with an evil spirit. She needed his help. She wanted her daughter healed. And she came to him with a humble spirit. And he saw her humbleness. and he healed her daughter. And just like one time, two people brought a man that was crippled, and Jesus saw the people that brought the man to him, and he saw their faith, and he healed the man. And we sometimes he sees the people that bring the person's faith. We have to have faith for other people. And he still see our faith for the person. And he'll heal the person's faith because we got faith for that person. That's just like right now I'm going through a sickness. Right now. A month ago I've had a bad fall. My son was sick. My middle son was sick. He was staying with us at that time, and he needed to go to the emergency room, and I was going with him, and where he got out of the car, wasn't paying attention where I was walking, and the cement wasn't level, and I wasn't paying attention, and I tripped and just fell face down, and where I had dentures in my mouth, I fell face down, and the dentures went through my lip, and it just busted my lip up, and I didn't know what all the damage it done. I fell face down, and he had to help me up. We went on in the emergency room, and it busted my mouth and all, and I went in the bathroom, and my mouth was just bleeding and all that, and I needed to see the doctor then myself, and we sat there a long time. And we waited and waited. And so then we went on to urgent care, and they couldn't do what they needed to do. So I had to go back to the emergency room, and they had to go in and throw up my mouth inside and outside and all that, and didn't know how bad I was hurt. They did x-rays and all that and stuff. So later on, I began to have migraines and all that, and had to go to whatever it is for your head, you know. And now I'm having headaches and all down through my neck, and I'm just having bad pain. But you know what? I'm talking to God about it and talking to the Lord and waiting on the Lord, because I know he's a healer. He prescribed me medication, and for months they were supposed to send me to a therapist, and they wanted me to go out of town to a therapist, and we had someone in town that could do it. So they finally got me set up with therapists during the month of April, and I've been going for weeks, and I'm still having bad pain. The muscles in my left neck, they tighten up every morning. I'm just tightened up with the muscles. But I've been reading scriptures on the healings, and it said, by your stripes, I'm healed, and I'm believing God. I'm believing God. I've been going and doing some exercise and all that. But it tells me in the Word of God, by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm taking the medication and all. But, saints, I'm waiting on the Lord, and I'm believing God. I said, Lord, if you don't heal me, I'm still believing the Lord. If I have to continue to have this, I'm still believing you, Lord, because I know you can heal me. And I'm just waiting on the Lord. And saying those scriptures, and I'm waiting on the Lord, because whatever his will is for me, that's what it'll be. And I believe God. I know he can heal me. I know he can heal me. And I'm trusting the Lord, and I'm saying it is well, it is well. So I'm going to open up the mic. I think the mic is open, and I'm going to let someone else speak on healing. And if you have something you've got to say, I want you to say it, because God is a healer. He is a healer. Some they may have to suffer through. But anyway, because I was listening to a program, and they were saying this woman, her husband had a cancer, and she was having something in her body going on, and while she was praying for her husband, God healed her. So, you know, I'm not going to just focus on me, but if God let me pray for others, I'm going to continue to do that and not focus on me, but I'm going to keep on doing what God has me to do and continue to believe God for my healing and not focus on what I'm going through, but I'm going to trust God and believe God, know he can heal me, and continue to give him praise because I know he is a healer. So if anyone has any comment or anything they would like to say, the mic is open at this time. Praise God. So you have freedom to speak if you speak. Praise the Lord.
I just want to say, I'm glad that you called me and asked me to join today to hear you.
Yeah.
And it just gave me chills to hear what you were going through, and still your faith remains strong, and that's what gives me hope and hopefully stay on this path that I chose to go on to God through Jesus. And hopefully I don't stray. If I do, I just pray and try to keep going forward.
Praise God, praise God. That's what you have to do. You keep going forward. Praise God. Because don't stop.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to keep on going forward. You say, Lord, help me each day. So what will you have me to do? Keep reading your word. Keep reading your word. And just keep believing what God says. And keep the faith. That's what you have to do.
Amen.
So if he don't,
amen.
Yeah, he don't walk with you. We walk away from him. But if we make a mistake, you say, God, you say, Lord, forgive me, and keep going. Praise the Lord. Because he got great things for you. He opened that door for you to get a place. You thank him for that.
Yes.
And you keep on thanking him each day, thanking and giving praise. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Anyone
yes,
else
ma'am.
On the line? Yes, Lord. Praise God. So God
yeah,
is real.
Are you there?
Yeah.
So I just want to say that I had a couple of surgeries recently, and the first surgeries I ever had on my knees, and I had one back on January the 10th, and I've never been through so much pain and just in my life, and I prayed about it, and I was up nights. I couldn't sleep because of the symptoms. I kept praying about it and kept the faith and just realized that me praying, I have to pray that God just be with me during this time, because praying that God just take the pain away right there, that would be God working in my time as opposed to God working in his time. So it takes a lot for us to have faith and realize, you know what, when we pray to God, it's about praying to God to do his will and hopefully his will be done. But take away this pain. So I just continued to pray and believe that he was going to take away that pain. And eventually I was worried that by the time it came time for my next surgery on my other knee to come, that the pain wouldn't be gone. But I tell you, I had that from the day I had that surgery, the pain in that first leg was gone. And I had my second surgery, and I wasn't having to worry about both legs. So and now I'm just dealing with the symptoms on this second leg, but I'm just praying that, you know, God be with me during this journey, this too shall pass. But it's been God's time. Whenever this goes away, it's going to be in his time. But I do have faith that at some point that these symptoms are going to go away too.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes, God be glory. Have to keep praying.
Keep praying. Keep looking up. Giving God praise.
Thank you. Pray for the welfare in our soul.
Yes.
Did you hear?
Praise God.
Anyone
else?
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our troubles. He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No,
amen.
Not one. No, not one. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yes,
amen.
Lord, you have taken us through a whole nother week. We pray for the families who require healing. healing in our knees, healing in our minds, healing in our spirit. Lord, keeps us. When you talked about today, Minister, those 10 lepers, and only one came back to say thank you, I heard the question, are you that one that will say thank you, Lord?
Thank
now, we can say thank you all we want. Yes, thank you, Lord. But when we say thank you, thank you,
thank you,
then that's a whole nother realm we are in to say thanks, praise be to God who can heal us from all our troubles.
Yes,
and that one that came back was
a
perfect example of how we should be with the Lord thy God. Thank the Lord for his son, Jesus Christ. And those 10, he even still was benevolent with those 10 because he didn't curse them. He let them go on about their blessed way. But that one, he got extra spirit healing. He got extra unanimous healing to this day.
Yes,
and hallelujah and praise ye the Lord. Are you that one?
That one. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else?
No, amen. Now, I gotta jump in on the chaplain because, as she said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises will continually be in my mouth. And I just want to give a support to my brother that's going through your surgery, through your pain and your knees, that your healing is going to come. But even as you said, minister, when you get to a point in your life or when you go through your situation, even if the Most High God doesn't do another thing, he's already done enough. Because why?
Amen.
Because he saved my life.
Amen.
He saved my life. And he allowed me to know about him. So I know, so I can claim him on the mountaintop. So all of those of the goodness of what he gives you. Because just as... as I went through and I had surgery done on my leg and I had an amputation of my leg. And and I was in a state of mind where I asked the Lord, Lord, what am I going to do? I had to go back and forth on a stretcher. And I couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. And the Spirit said, listen, you walk by faith, not by sight. That I'm going to make a way for you. And even though my leg was amputated, he healed my body anyway because he gave me a prosthetic leg. Now I can walk up and down the steps, and I can shout with my leg right now. Now tell me he's not a great God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Great testimony. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He is the healer. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
He's almighty. Hey, come in here.
That's
he's
right.
Almighty. He's awesome. He's a holy God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, he is.
He's a holy.
Oh, yes, he is. He's a doctor.
Yes, he is.
And a
doctor.
We all need to lean on him. We all need to trust him. We all need to walk by faith and not by sight. God is holy. God is awesome. He's almighty. He's a mighty God.
Glory.
In the time of trouble, when we have pain, when we have situations, when we have circumstances, we don't know what to do. We don't know which way to turn. But if we call on the name of Jesus, he'll make everything yes, he will. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
And not by sight. We can't see what's going on. But he has it all. Seeing eye.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
We're serving a mighty God. We're serving a holy God.
He's a mighty God.
We're serving a
holy God. He's a mighty
God.
Holy God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
he
is.
Hallelujah.
All of our mistakes. Glory be to God. I enjoy hearing the word of God. Because the word of God is true.
Yeah.
The word of God is going to stand when everything is thrown down. Hey, glory be to God. We can depend on our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo, glory
yes,
to God.
Lord. It's good.
Yes, Lord.
When you give it to Jesus, it's good. When you lay it out on the table, Jesus Christ, oh, you and put out the word, because the word is
yes,
needed.
Lord.
People,
yes.
Our young children, our young people, Lord have mercy.
Yes.
The enemy's out to kill. He's out to steal and destroy.
Yes, he is.
All of our
yes,
young people
yes,
with these drugs. Lord God
yes,
Almighty,
he is.
It's going to take Jesus.
Yes,
it's going to take Jesus to turn around. But they got to know
yes, it is.
Who Jesus is. And the,
yes.
the entire, they got to know for themselves. Lord, have
yes,
mercy.
Lord.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
God is
Lord.
Good. And all the time.
God is good.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
All the time. All the time.
Yes,
yes,
he is.
What I think about
is
goodness.
Yes, he
is.
Yes,
he
is.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, he is a good God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's time.
Yes, Lord.
For United States to wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, Alan.
Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, United States. Wake up. You got to know who God
wake
is.
Up.
You got to know who Jesus is, who died. Died on Calvary for all our sins, faults, and
yes,
mistakes.
Yes, yes,
ah, Lord, have mercy.
That's
whoa,
true.
God.
That's true.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Kainia.
Yes, Lord.
The
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
You see,
yes,
nobody.
Lord.
Can't come to the Father. Except they come through
yep.
our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the only
that's
way.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's the only way. That's the only way. Come through Jesus Christ. Come through Jesus. Praise
my hope is
thank
built.
God for the word. Thank
my
God.
Hope is built on nothing less than Jesus'
Jesus
blood and righteousness.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
We love you, sis. We love you, sis.
Love you,
praise
love
God,
you.
Praise.
Woo,
we
to
love
God.
You, sis. Praise God, praise
hallelujah.
God, praise God.
Woo.
His word is true all by itself.
My, my, my.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Lord, yes. Lord, yes.
Yes.
Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God, praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. His word is true. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we have to trust God. Well, I say, praise
yes.
God. Anyone else? Anyone else? Praise
ooh,
God,
oh.
praise God.
Okay.
Praise
you
God,
know,
praise
I just want to, I want to, he keeps on doing great things for me.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He keeps right
yes,
on
yes, he
doing
does.
Great things for me.
Go.
Go.
Yes, he does.
If I had 10,000 hands.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, I praise
yeah.
him.
Go.
Praise
go.
Him with everyone. Keeps
yes,
right
Lord,
on.
Yes.
Keeps right
yes,
on.
Oh, yes, oh. he does. Yes, he does.
Oh.
Praise our God. Praise our God.
Oh.
Praise. He keeps doing great things. Well, me too, Brother Joel. Pastor. Praise God. He's a great God. He's a
yeah.
great
yeah.
And we give him praise. We give him praise. Praise
oh,
God. We thank God for everyone on the line today. Praise God, he's a good God, and we give him praise. Because without him, we can't do nothing. Without me, he can do nothing. So we give
that's
him
right.
honor, we give him praise, we give him glory. Oh, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Praise God. That was my son on the line talking about his knees. But God
oh,
has brought him along.
Praise the Lord.
And we thank God, we thank God, we thank God. Thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. We thank God. Thank God. If no one has anything to say, praise the Lord. We'll just have an end in prayer. And we just thank God for everything that's been said and done.
because we know that he is a healer. Praise God. And he's still in the healing business. And by his stripes, we are healed. So we look into him today. Praise the Lord. So we just ask that you continue to lift our pastor and bishop up in your prayer. Continue to lift up Elder Pastor Billy Joe Lipford and his companion, Pastor Betty Lipford, up in your prayers also, in your prayers. And Minister Elaine Whitener. And my nephew, I have a nephew that's in the hospital, Patrick Nelson. Lift him up in your prayer. He has fluid around his heart. And other ailments. Don't do what?
Lord, hear our prayer.
Oh, Lord.
Such a sound today. So we don't know what else is going on with him. So please lift him up in your prayer. So today. Yesterday, also in your prayer.
Jesus.
And I ask you to lift up my friend, Kendall Armstrong. Lift him up in your prayers also. In your prayers, Lord Jesus.
And we still praying for Scotty.
Then continue to call Scotty out in your prayers today as well, in your prayers. Because we know God is a prayer. And Jesus is coming soon. And we want our loved ones to go back with him. Ready to go back with him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, there's Sister Margaret. Praise the Lord, Sister Margaret.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How you doing?
We are blessed, Sister Margaret. God, give us a praise report, Sister Margaret.
Okay, love the Lord is so great, so much, so merciful, so kind, so loving, so gentle, so sweet, so adoring. He's so everything. I've been able the last couple of days, I've been able to sit longer up outside of bed and get up quicker and maneuver around and get in a good position. And it's nothing but the Lord, because I couldn't, my left side was just dead, but now I can do a whole lot more moving. I can't move my arm, but I can do more of the moving my shoulders and maneuvering around to get in a better place and be able to slide and get level.
Praise God.
He's doing so many great, wonderful things for me.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yes, hallelujah.
He's going to
continue.
I tell you. Oh, yes, he is. I sit up here, and the whole time I get up, I thank the Lord.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
But precious Lord, we're going to close at this time. Praise God, not from your presence, Lord. We thank you for everyone that's on the line today. We thank you for everything that has been said, for your Holy Spirit, God, been in our midst. And we just thank you, God. We ask you to bless everyone. Continue to bless everyone on the line, God. Continue to have your way in our lives, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. Because all glory belongs to you, Lord. We thank you for every blessing, Lord, that you restore to one of us, God. Well, God, because without you, we realize that we can do nothing, Lord Jesus. Have your way in our lives, God. Oh, God, thank you for our lives, health, and our strength, for the air that we breathe, Lord. Oh, God, bless the sick and the sleep. Bless every name that's been called out here today, God. Let your will be. You lead, you guide, you direct us, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless those, God, who have grieved families today, Lord. Bless the ones in the hospitals, the nursing homes, God. Those that's locked behind prison doors, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, just to help me, Lord. Look down on America, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Look down on me, Lord. But God, we know you the judge and you're going to judge. But God, we just say hallelujah today, Lord. Hallelujah to you, God. Because we
thank
know you
Lord.
Have all power in your hands, God.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, you don't love sin, but you love the
oh,
people, God. And we know your will is going to be done. And we know your will is being done today, Lord. And we give you honor,
yes,
praise, God. So God, without you, Lord, we can do nothing.
Jesus.
But Lord, have your way, Lord. Lead and guide us throughout this day.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, just continue to bless your people as a whole, God.
Yes.
And we say hallelujah, glory be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen,
okay.
Amen, and amen.
Amen.
We
amen.
Say,
amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Lord, bless you.
Bless you.
Shalom.
Shalom.